Oh, episode number 95. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I'm your host, Chris, and tonight I am drinking my Blue Chair Bay rum with my knockoff Kroger cherry Coke. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. I'll tell you, man. It's cold as fuck right now in Texas. We got some kind of Arctic blast coming through, and it's like being up in Chicago. It's not quite as bad, because that's a different kind of cold. I know you people up north are just laughing at me. You're like, that's not fucking cold. It's been 32. I think this morning when I woke up, it was like 25 degrees. That's fucking cold for Texas, I'll tell you that much. When I flew to Chicago, and it was, you know, the dead of winter, and I came back to Texas, it was like nothing. So I totally get it. You know, it's a different kind of cold up there. But when you're not used to it, this shit still cuts through. You know, that would be like saying it's hot up there in Chicago during the summer. No, it's fucking not. 105 is hot down here in Texas. It'll fucking kill you, man, if you don't drink enough water or stay in the shade enough. Dude, I remember I had a work truck before, and I would park under a shade tree, you know, on my brakes or whatever, with the AC blasting, and it was so fucking hot that it was like cooking me in there, like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey, dude. My truck was like an oven with the AC blasting under a shade tree, fully covered in shade, and it was still just brutally hot, you know. I would dump water on my head, and it's like it would just fucking vaporize, dude. It's a different kind of heat up here. But right now, down in Texas, it is freezing fucking cold. And, you know, you can't even go out on the porch to smoke a cigarette. Not that I'm smoking cigarettes. You guys calm down. I'm just saying, it's really funny to watch people come out of their apartment and try to light up a cigarette. A, you can't get it lit because the wind's blowing. And B, you don't stay out there for very long. You get like two or three puffs and you're back inside, you know. But it's actually perfectly planned, because this new Disney Plus thing came out. I don't have it yet. I really, really, really want to get it. I know Disney's an evil corporation. You know, they got the 666, people say, in the logo or whatever. I don't believe that shit. You know, if I wanted to throw out a conspiracy theory, I think this would be my conspiracy theory about Disney. Would be, they control the weather, so they made it super fucking cold in Dallas, a big marketplace. And they made it super fucking cold. They sent the blizzard this way, or the Arctic blast, excuse me, it's not a blizzard. And then, you know, they just released their Disney Plus, where you can just sit on your fat fucking ass and watch all the Disney movies you haven't seen in years. You know, it's the perfect plan. If I were a conspiracy theorist, that would be a pretty good one, man. I wonder if I can find somebody on the internet that actually believes that. You know, that the government can control the weather, and, you know, they just time everything out. Global warming is real, though. I will say that. It has to be fucking real. There's just too many, I don't know, there's just too many changes. Anyway, we're not going to get into all that again, Chris. What are we going to talk about this episode? I got some drink recommendations for you. I got to talk about my show, which it was freezing fucking cold for that, too. Couldn't feel my fingers. What else do I have to talk about? Yeah, I'll talk a little sports, I guess. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way. LSU, Alabama, what a great fucking game, man. That was superb. That was, I get it. I'm starting to understand why people watch college football, because that was a great game. Even though my team didn't win, I am a bandwagoner this season going for Alabama. My team didn't win, but dude, it's like every fucking play, something can happen. I think Alabama was down 14-0, and they get a kickoff return after LSU scores that first touchdown, or that second touchdown, and they just run the fucking thing down their throat. 14-7. I'm like, oh shit, here comes Alabama. They're coming back. I actually did watch some of the game. If I have any Alabama Crimson Tide listeners, I did watch some of the game finally. Literally, the only games I've watched this season are the first game of the season, and then this one against LSU. They were both 8-0. It was bound to be a good game. So I think the rankings now, as I saw it earlier, are LSU number one, Alabama number 2 and Georgia number 3, I believe. Which I don't, you know, it just doesn't seem fair, man. Like, you lose one game and you're fucking done for the season. You're not going to the college football playoffs. None of that shit. It's like you lose once, or, you know, you got to kind of depend on other teams to lose out, and then you can still go. How epic would that be if LSU and Alabama met another time this season? I think Alabama would fucking go off on them. But, yeah, so my team's fucking out, I think, for the most part. Alabama's out. So I'm trying to think about next season. Whose bandwagon am I going to jump on? I'm obviously the curse. So you guys email me at drinkuntillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Let me know whose bandwagon you want me to jump on next season so I can take them down just like I did Alabama. I didn't do it on purpose. I swear to God, I didn't. It just happened that way. It just worked out that way. But maybe I'll jump on LSU next season. Georgia, you want me to take some of the top teams down? I'm not going to go on Texas A&M or anything. They already fucking suck, don't they? Sorry for any A&M listeners. I did not mean for that to be offensive. No, anyway. Yeah, dude, great fucking game from what I saw. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, every second of the whole thing. Had other responsibilities and shit. And also, it was on Saturday, and I had to go play my show. So, really good fucking game. It just sucks that it's like one loss and you're done. You know? I think Oklahoma's lost, what, once or twice now? And they're fucking, they have to depend on other teams to make it to the playoffs or whatever, but that kind of sucks. But yeah, email me. Let me know which teams you want me to take down next season, and I'll totally do it for you. Whichever team gets the most votes, that's what I'll go with. So let me tell you guys a little bit about the show. Dude, I was so fucking shocked, man. I got there, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, there's like tents everywhere. People are camping out. And I'm like, this is like a hobo's paradise right here. And, you know, I have to play a show and everything. It was cold as balls, of course. We played outside, of fucking course. They didn't have a tent set up for the bands, but all the DJs got tents. But, dude, it was actually really fucking cool, man. First off, we played a good set. I feel like people were really into it. When they're asking you to play another song, and you have to sadly tell them, we didn't prepare for any more songs, so that's all we had, and then we just had to sadly walk off stage. That was awkward, but we still made it work. Everybody had a good time. But dude, it was like they rented this giant campground to throw this party, and next year I want to do it right. I'm going to go ahead and mark my calendar. I'm going to go ahead and keep in contact with the people who made the event, because I want to do it right next year. I want to drive down there with a fucking tent. It's like a 3-day festival. I want to camp out. I want to fucking grill hot dogs. I want to fucking do s'mores. I want to play a show. I want to go watch more DJs next time. Dude, it's just a giant campground, and it was fucking amazing. You know, I had it built up in my mind like it was going to be weird. You know, they're going to have like one stage with DJs and rappers and bands sharing that one stage, but that's not how it was at all. It was fucking great, man. Positive response from the show. Poor Dan on bass was sick the whole time, but man, he gave it his fucking all. And that's being professional to me. I know this podcast is not professional at all, and I'm okay with that. But one standard I do have is just being professional when you're playing music, no matter what kind of music you're playing. You know, just be a fucking pro. Get in there, get the job done, do it the best you can. You know, what we've worked for, what we've practiced for. And we did that, man. I'm super fucking happy. Hopefully I'll upload some videos here in the next couple of days of, like, songs we're playing and stuff, if you guys are into it. If you want to check us out, too, not the live show, the recording is soundcloud.com. Just type in Cashing In. It's got, like, a yellow cassette tape on there, because I think there's a few like hip-hop artists on SoundCloud called Cashing In. But dude, yeah, overall really good show, other than it being brutally cold. You know, the band before us, man, I really wish I could shout them out. They were so fucking good. They reminded me a lot of Basement, and I think they did something I've thought about doing for years and years. So they played three original songs. And then they decided, you know, at some point that they were just going to finish off their set with covers because maybe people weren't feeling the originals as much as they should. So I think that's what they did. They played like, who was it? Fucking Guns N' Roses. They played like a System of a Down song, which they covered very, very well, but it was almost like that knee-jerk reaction, like, we're not getting a great reaction, let's just play the covers we've worked on, which is actually a great strategy, you know? If people aren't into your originals, we'll become a cover band halfway through the set. So, anyway, really good time. I've never had anyone hula hoop during my set before, but that happened. There was some bro moshing going on, which is basically just like people running into each other and pushing each other, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. The fact that there was anybody moving for our first show was a huge compliment to me, because that's all I do it for, man. I just want to be up on stage and I just want to make the crowd, the audience, feel something, you know, even if it's just like, ugh, you know, you're at least feeling something. Like, I will never see this fucking band again. They were terrible. But no, man, it was a really great show. I was really excited. I'm really excited to do it next year, honestly. I did not give this event promoter enough credit. And yeah, not another Halloween party. 2020 is going to go off, man. We're going to do it right. So really quick, I know I'm going to skim over this part of the podcast because it's not going to be my favorite. My Dallas Cowboys lost Monday Night Football against Minnesota. Not happy about it. There were no amount of black cats thrown on the field that could save us that game. Minnesota's got a strong fucking team, man. I'll tell you that much. That running back, dude, that dude is a psycho. Did you guys see the way he was fucking running through everybody? That dude is a psycho, you know? And on our end, fucking Zeke, man. Zeke hesitating, you know, he wasn't hitting the holes. It's just, it was a clusterfuck. We did not put our best foot forward. And we really, really needed to, because now we're tied with the Eagles in our division. And that really fucking sucks. You don't want to be tied with the Eagles, you know? Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Redskins. Fuck the Giants. You know, it just fucking sucks we lost, but it is what it is. You can't win every fucking game, but dude, I wish I could remember their running back's name. That dude is a beast, man. I think he's leading the league right now, actually. I looked up stats the other day. That dude's fucking crushing it out of nowhere. I've never heard of him before. Has anybody else? I definitely haven't. But Minnesota, great fucking game. Congratulations. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. You fucking kicked our ass. And it is what it is. My Dallas Stars fucking lost the same day. They played an early game at like noon, which is odd for a hockey game. They lost too. Then I had to go watch my Cowboys be down 14-0. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is over before it starts. And we kind of got rolling a little bit. And everybody on Twitter is making fun of Dak's workout now. They're like putting his little hip movement to like songs and shit, which is pretty funny. And it's even funnier that he practices that way, and then when he gets in the game, he does not throw it that way. I talked about this last week, man. He's got to throw with his feet planted. I know he's a scrambler. I know he can run. He's pretty quick for a quarterback. But you got to plant those goddamn feet, man. If he can figure that out, I think we got something, honestly. But he's not getting it. He's practicing putting his hips into the throw. But it's just not translating to the game, which, you know, it's maybe going to take some time. Maybe he'll never get there. All I know is that flailing while you're throwing a football is not good. I've never seen that dude throw a perfect spiral, ever. Ever. And that's not good, because he's the quarterback. He's the main one that's supposed to spiral the ball. I know the punter, like, the, you know, he can do it every now and then if he hits it right. But, yeah, dude, it's just, he's getting blasted on Twitter. They're putting like this chili bowl haircut on him, which is pretty fucking hilarious, but sucks we lost. Like I said, we're tied with the Eagles. My new Dallas Cowboys slippers are 1-1. I just bought these before the Giants game, and we beat the shit out of the Giants, and then we fucking lost. So they're 1-1. I can't tell if they're good luck or bad luck. Does anybody else do that superstitious shit? Like, I haven't worn my Zeke jersey since we lost when I was wearing it this season. I haven't worn it since. I might try Dez next. I might try my Witten jersey. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I mean, that's all I can say is congratulations to fucking Minnesota, man. Hopefully you guys can take out... You're in the same division with Green Bay, I believe. I'd much rather face you in the playoffs than Green Bay, because fuck Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and all that bullshit. But even though, man, I do hate Aaron Rodgers, I respect him. He is a great quarterback. I will never say otherwise. He is an amazing, amazing quarterback. I will never say otherwise. But I fucking hate him, dude. He's so arrogant. He's so cocky. But here's the other layer right now, is he's starting to win me over. He's doing these fucking State Farm commercials with his stupid fucking mustache. And he's starting to win me over. He's actually fucking really funny, man. And I hate that I'm starting to like him. But I think, personally, he's probably a likable guy. On the field, you probably fucking hate him. I'm sure his own teammates hate him at some points in time. But, yeah, I'm actually starting to like Aaron Rodgers, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I can't believe it. Like I said, respect the guy for what he does, for his skills, everything he does in the pocket, everything, you know, everything he does for the team. Very, very fucking good. But hate him, but I'm starting to like him. I'm really starting to like him. Let's take another drink. Let's go ahead and do some drink recommendations. I got three for you this week. I have the Singapore Sling. I have the June Bug. Aw. And I have the Blue Hawaii. Not to be confused with the Blue Hawaiian. Liquor.com was very clear about that. They're not the same drink. Let's go ahead and start with the Singapore Sling. If I have any Singapore listeners, this is for you. It's 3/4 ounce gin, a 1/4 ounce Grand Marnier, a 1/4 ounce cherry liqueur, a 1/4 ounce herbal liqueur. What is herbal liqueur? Is that got fucking weed in it, dude? It's gonna get you high. No, it's not. It's probably like, what is that shit called? Potpourri. No, they're not gonna put that in a liqueur, Chris. That's stupid. Anyway, let's start over. I keep talking too much during these. 3/4 ounce gin, 1/4 ounce Grand Marnier, a 1/4 ounce cherry liqueur, a 1/4 ounce herbal liqueur, that's not weed, 1 ounce pineapple juice, 1/2 ounce fresh lime, 1 dash of bitters, and you're going to need a little bit of club soda. Here's how you make it. Add all ingredients to shaker, strain into a highball glass, top off with club soda, garnish with an orange slice and a cherry, and you have your Singapore Sling. The next one I have for you is the June Bug, 1 ounce Midori Sour, 1 ounce Malibu, 1/2 ounce banana liqueur, 1 ounce sweet and sour, 2 ounces of pineapple juice. All you're going to do with that is shake well with ice, strain into a glass with fresh ice, and enjoy. The last one I have for you is the Blue Hawaii, not to be confused with the Blue Hawaiian per liquor.com. 0.75 ounce vodka, 0.75 ounce light rum, 0.50 ounce blue curacao. I don't know how you say it. Curacao. Curacao. Tipsy bartender always says curacao, so that's what I say. 3 ounces pineapple juice, 1 ounce sweet and sour. You're going to want to shake with ice, strain into hurricane glass with fresh ice. I gave you a very good description of a hurricane glass last week, which was a short stem and it's curvy. So that's what I have for you this week. The Singapore Sling, the June Bug, and the Blue Hawaii. Oh, as always, guys, drink responsibly. Get an Uber. Actually, don't get an Uber anymore. Just get a Lyft. Apparently, Uber is trying to get rid of all the drunk drivers they pick up, which is like, I read an article the other day that said it was like fucking 90% of their clientele are drunk, drunk people. I thought that was the whole point of the Uber, was so you don't have to fucking drive your stupid ass home by yourself, cause a wreck, kill yourself, kill somebody else is what I meant to say. You know, I thought that was the whole point, and now they're like denying drunk drivers. You know, just make them pay an extra fee. But how would you do that? How would you determine what their fee should be? Like their level of drunkenness? Is that how you figure it out? Anyway, apparently Uber does not want to pick up drunk people anymore, which is fucking stupid. I mean, Lyft tweeted the other day, they'll pick up a drunk baby. You know, so Lyft is down for it all. Uber apparently is not down for your drunken ass in the back of their cars anymore. And a taxi is just out of the fucking question. Their prices are so ridiculous at this point. You know, you're not going to get anywhere with that. I remember I took a taxi from the airport in St. Louis, like a 20-minute drive. That bitch was like $60 in a taxi. I was like, why did I do this? And then I remembered why I did it, because I didn't bring any money on my debit card. I only brought cash. So, you know, when you're desperate, you just got to get a ride. And it fucking took all my money to get where I needed to go. Anyways, yeah, that's a Singapore sling. That's the June bug. That is the Blue Hawaii. Get an Uber if you can, if they don't kick you out. Get a Lyft. Call somebody who loves you. You know, just stay where you're at. Give up your keys. Don't be a fucking idiot. Be safe out there, guys. Cheers. So I got to tell you guys about my daughter, man. I just had something fucking amazing happen the other day with her. So there's this YouTube video of it's some Italian opera singer. I can't remember his name for the life of me at the moment. I should have written it down. But he's singing to Elmo, and he's singing like the you know, like a bedtime song. But it's one of his most famous songs. It's the song they sing at the end of Step Brothers, where John C. Reilly keeps saying boats and hoes and, like, ruining the whole fucking thing. It's that song. I don't know the name of that song. I don't know the name of the guy. But really good fucking song. Really pretty song. Well, we're playing this the other day for my daughter, and she just starts welling up with tears. And it was the fucking, like, most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the fact that music touched her heart that much to where she welled up with tears was like the most beautiful thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And apparently this is like a thing amongst babies. You know, you play a piece of music for them and they well up with tears. It just like gets them. It gets to them. And it was so weird. I kept like turning the video on, and then she would start to get her little pouty lip going, which, you know, breaks my fucking heart anyway. She gets her little pouty lip going, and then she just starts crying. She loves the music so much, she just starts crying. And I'm, like, shutting the music off. I'm like, okay, well, maybe her stomach's upset. Maybe she's hungry. Maybe she needs to be changed. You know, the only thing she can think when it's a baby. And, you know, I check her diaper. It's fine. You know, I check what time she ate last. It's fine. You know, she's not uncomfortable. She's not hot. She's not cold. She's fine. I turn the music back on, and she wells up with tears again. And I just had to, like, fucking, Connor was over there playing the music and just letting it ride out. And I was like, no, turn that shit off, turn it off, turn it off. I can't see her like this. It's fucking, it's too much for me. You know, just the fact that, you know, it gets to her like that, which is, you know, we've all been a little bitch before. You know, you got broke up with by your 8th grade boyfriend, and you just listen to this sad song, you know, over and over, and you just start crying to it. Everybody's had their moment, but just for the fact that it's like a small infant child that happens to. And apparently there was a video circulating on, was it Twitter? Twitter or YouTube, where this mom was singing to her child, and the child just starts crying. Just the same fucking thing. I did not know that was a thing. I don't know the name for it, but it's fucking amazing, man. I can't believe they can just feel that kind of emotion. It fucking, it's nuts, dude. But anyway, now that I've filled you with my sappy story about my daughter, I have to tell you guys, I finally fucking did it, man. I watched El Camino. Watched the whole Breaking Bad series. Dude, I've seen it through 4 different times. Watched it the last time through with my chick. And we finally watched El Camino, and it was fucking splendid. That's a terrible word to use for that show, but it was really fucking good, man. I don't know if they're going to make another series. I don't know if they're going to make another movie, but they kind of left it to where it's like, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm about to give something away. Basically, Jesse's like riding in the El Camino, and they say that Walter White is dead. He did die from gunshot wound. So that ends that story, and it just goes further in detail into Jesse's story, kind of going into the past, kind of going into the present a lot, obviously, what he's doing with his life. And finally, Jesse got, he closed that door on that life, which, you know, I really like Jesse, but the problem I kept having through the whole show is, like, he's such a sensitive dude, and that doesn't bother me. I don't care that he's, you know, he has feelings and he cares about kids and all this and that, but it works against him because it's like, bro, you're making meth, you know that, right? That's being sold on the streets and killing people and breaking up families. I mean, he saw early on in that series where how meth can ruin a fucking life. He had that little kid. The two parents were meth heads. They stole from, what's his name, Skinny Pete. You know, it showed him straight to his face how meth ruins people's lives, even people who aren't using. It ruins everybody's lives around them. But he's like this sensitive, like, oh, I care about kids. But it's like, dude, you keep making fucking meth. You can't do that and care about people, you know? And at one point, he did get out. You know, later on in the show, he just told Walter, I'm fucking done, man. I'm out. I've made my money. I'm good, you know? So, yeah, that's the only problem I ever had with Jesse. Jesse's one of my favorite characters, and I feel terrible for a lot of shit he went through, especially that part where Walter is like, I watched Jane die, you know? It just fucking broke him down right before he was about to become a slave, pretty much, a meth-cooking slave. You know, really good fucking movie, though. I'm really excited. My next one up is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Still got to see that. Quentin Tarantino, I saw the other day, was The Hateful Eight. I've never seen that before. That was really, really fucking good. Samuel L. Jackson just kills it in anything he does, man. And it's like, I feel like him and Tarantino just know each other so well. He knows exactly what words to put in his mouth, you know, what words to write for him. I think when he writes his movie, he probably envisions certain people in those roles. And maybe that's how you write a movie. I don't fucking know. I've never written one before. But yeah, dude, El Camino, really good. Hateful Eight, dude, I got to watch it again. Like, that's how you know it's a good movie, when you're addicted to it and you've only seen it once. Now I can see all the other parts. And John Cena, too, by the way, in Hateful Eight. Was that John Cena? No, I'm sorry. It's not John Cena. It's the other white guy. It's fucking Channing Tatum. Dude, he was really fucking good. I didn't know that guy could actually act. I thought he just, you know, swung his ding-dong around on film. That was his claim to fame. But he's actually a pretty damn good actor. I was stunned. But anyways, you guys, that's all I got to talk about this week. It's going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. Let me bring this to a screeching halt. Let me finish off my drink. Give me one sec. And if you ever have any other movies you'd like to recommend to me, you can always message me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Email me at drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Let me know some of your favorites. I know Heat is up there for me. Snatch is up there for me. I just watched that with Connor the other day. She loved it. What else? Oh, Reservoir Dogs, dude. That's, oh my God, one of my favorites. But anyways, you guys have a good night. I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Be safe out there. Get an Uber if you can. Get a Lyft. Stay where you're at. Give up your keys. Just be safe out there, guys. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Bye.